A fast-tracked bill that would make some changes in election law for the November vote passed the Ohio House along party lines Thursday. The bill was a much different proposal than the original plan that voter groups opposed, but it still failed to get any Democratic votes. The bill allows Secretary of State Frank LaRose to send absentee ballot requests to all 8 million registered voters. It moves back the absentee ballot requesting deadline from the Saturday before the election to a week before it. And it prevents a public official from moving the election date. Republican Scott Wiggum recalled the confusion after polls were closed the night before the March 17th primary and mail-in voting was extended to April 28th.
The last thing we need is a repeat of what happened in March election.
But Democrat Bridget Kelly noted her caucus wanted online absentee ballot applications, postage paid by the state, and the ability for counties to have more than one early voting location.
We are not doing right by our constituents if we refuse to make it easier for people to vote. And ease does not have to come at the expense of safety.
A previous version of the bill had stopped early in-person voting the weekend before the election, but that was removed. The bill doesn't allow or ban voting on that final weekend, which has happened because of orders from the Secretary of State and sometimes court action. Karen Kassler, The Ohio Public Radio, State House News Bureau.